There's no evidence that a baby watching a DVD is learning anything.
Educational videos aimed at babies may not be such a bright idea after all. A new study found that children who watch popular DVDs like Baby Einstein and Brainy Baby actually have poorer vocabularies. One researcher even said she'd rather have babies watch American Idol.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has now for 7 years recommended that there be no screen media use for children under the age of 2. And this is for some very specific reasons. First of all, there is no solid scientific research evidence that children under the age of 30 months or 2.5 years can learn anything from an electronic screen. A lot of media early may in fact change the way the brain develops.
Three new studies out tonight are the latest to suggest that heavy television watching can hurt children's ability to learn.
The more television infants and toddlers watch, the greater the chance they'll have trouble paying attention and concentrating during their very early school years.
Researchers say hours spent in front of the TV only trains the brain to watch more TV. A child weaned on bright colors and rapidly changing images will find it tough to focus on a teacher.
During the first 2 years of life, their brain is rapidly developing. And what we know about optimal brain development during these first two critical years is that face-to-face involvement with other people, parents, siblings, other kids, interaction with other human beings, manipulation of the physical environment, trying to stack the blocks up or get a Cheerio in your mouth, creative, open-ended problem-solving play is far better than the best edutainment software you could ever have.
What's the most important thing for a 0 to 2 year old? The single most important thing is the social dynamic, the bond that occurs, and the intimacy that occurs between mother and child. Forget the rest of it. That piece lays the bond of trust and the foundation for all higher learning later. That has to occur. So if you're sacrificing the trust, the bond, the attachment issues for the sake of having a baby Einstein or computer or videos in the room, you're missing a huge understanding of child development. The space that is necessary to think is being jeopardized. You're immersed. You're outside yourself. You're taken out. When do you have quiet time and unstructured time? And when is a child able to be a child and play?
Remember playing baseball until it got so dark you couldn't see the ball any longer? How about hiding and pretending you couldn't hear your name being called home to dinner? That was back, of course, when kids, and just about all kids, played outside starting the moment they got home from school. That was before Xbox, of course.
A recent report from the American Academy of Pediatrics found that commercial media is radically transforming the way children play. The report found that even though free and unstructured play is essential to the cognitive, physical, social, and emotional well-being of children, the amount of time 6 to 8 year olds spend playing creatively has been declining dramatically over the past decade. And for 9 to 12 year olds over the same period, creative play has declined a staggering 94%.
The thing that it's important to remember about creative play is that it's a foundation of learning. It's the foundation of critical thinking. It's the foundation of problem solving. It's the foundation of empathy and of, you know, the experience of being something else. And it's the way that kids make life meaningful. What's happening is that children are being deprived increasingly of opportunities to exercise their imagination. Parents are being encouraged to hand babies cell phones because of the Sesame Street content or the Nickelodeon content. We now have, you know, screens in the back of minivans and portable DVD players for toddlers. We're raising a generation of children who are never going to have the experience of having to amuse themselves or having to calm themselves down. And so they're always going to need a screen, and that's exactly where the marketing industry wants them.
And when children play with toys that are based on media products, they play less creatively because they're not spurred to make up their own world.
She's a Fiesta girl.
Move your arms up and down, shake your head.
How's this, Laura?
They're not supposed to make up their own storylines. What they do is they just regurgitate what they've already seen using products that are based on the film or on the television show.
Every flip, every stick, every web sling and trick Spider-Man can do, now you can too with the Spider-Man stunt system.
It's not real play. Their own imagination and their own past experience isn't evident. It's really just an imitation of what they've seen.
You can be just like Superman. With a Superman Returns Inflato-Suit, strap on the punch and crush gloves, and you'll hear the sound of every punch you throw and everything you crush. The world needs a hero. Are you ready for the job? Inflato-Suit accessory, you put it together, batteries not included. Punch and crush gloves sold separately.
The message kids get is that they can't play Harry Potter unless they have an official Harry Potter wand. Or they can't play some hero unless they have all of the paraphernalia that goes with it.
Straight from the movie comes Jack Sparrow's gear. Battle with the Clash and Flash sword with lights and sound effects. Fire the electronic pistol. Be Jack Sparrow.
And in a way, they're being told their imagination isn't good enough. It's not good enough to pick up a stick and turn it into a wand. You have to have the real wand.
It's okay, the newest, greatest robot toy that does everything for you, and you don't have to play with it anymore. It just plays by itself, and you watch it. Great, and at a cost. I don't even put the thing together anymore. It's no model making, no thinking, no coloring, no painting it. It's just all ready for me and ready to go.
The fundamental message that I need something outside of myself in order to play is really harmful and tragic, because it starts to take play out of children's hands. So the kids need more and more and more in order to be able to play and in order to be happy.
We're creating a future generation of super consumers. Rather than consuming less, our children will consume even more than the baby boom generation or the Generation Y or X. What does that mean for our future, for our well-being, and for their well-being?
Forty times as many young people are now being diagnosed with bipolar disorder than 13 years ago.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Almost 4.5 million children in this country have been diagnosed with ADHD.
Doctors are writing a growing number of prescriptions for antidepressants for children, as many as 8 million a year.
One in three children born in the year 2000 will develop diabetes.
For the first time in decades, the rate of hypertension in children is rising.
This generation of children is the heaviest in American history. An estimated 16% of all children and teenagers are overweight, four times as many since the 1960s.
It's kind of like we're saying in our society, we don't care about children. For all the rhetoric about kids, we're treating them as one thing. Buying power consumers. And it, you know, no matter what they buy, we want them to buy, even if it's going to kill them.
The sick child, as view a consumer, has replaced the healthy child of sports, play, and make-believe.
People who are really smart, who've done a lot of research on this, are beginning to say, wait a minute, there seems to be some association here between advertising and marketing and all these problems.
I designed a study which looked at children's involvement in consumer culture. And what I found was the more media a child used, both television and other forms of media, the more likely they are to score high on a depression scale and an anxiety scale.
This is one of the very most important public health problems in the United States, if not the most important public health problem in the United States.
And one of the most disturbing of these negative health trends is the rise of illnesses linked to childhood obesity. The dark side of a kid's consumer culture that promotes junk food and sedentary media use over physical exercise.
Life expectancy of kids today will be shorter than that of their parents, the first such decline in modern times.
Over the last two decades, obesity rates have doubled in children and tripled in teenagers.
One of the concerns that people have with our current pandemic of obesity is that we are teaching kids to eat the wrong kind of things earlier and earlier.
The consequences of America's weight problem now extending to child safety seats. A new report says many very young children are too heavy for standard car safety seats. Manufacturers are starting to make heftier models to address the problem.
And we are seeing problems that we used to never see until adulthood, now in children as young as 6 or 7, such as type 2 diabetes.